L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards Program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It is Game Time Decisions. We are with you here on a Thursday in February where it is all happening. We're live on SportsGrid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you for the next 2 hours. With so much to get to, we have the finale of the Four Nations Tournament, which has been a major success. It has potentially kind of shifted how we view hockey in this country. We'll get to that. We have the full return of the NBA tonight. We saw last night one game due to some rescheduling, Lakers-Hornets. Major letdown for LA as they lose at home, laying 12.5 up to 13.5 in spots against the Hornets outright at home. Luka still struggling in his time back from injury, which coincides with his debuts and first few games here for the LA Lakers. The full slate tonight has a number of intriguing spots. One of the primetime games, though, will be missing a major star. That's Victor Wembanyama. Not just tonight, but the remainder of the year. The Spurs big man will be out. We will hit any relevant NFL news, like the Philadelphia Eagles officially switching or announcing their new offensive coordinator. And we will also stop over into the world of Major League Baseball, playing some spring training. Might as well. Joe Pisapia is going to stop by to help us with that. We'll have Coach James Young here. We'll have Dane Martinez in the fold, Joe Maddon, as well as Tom Vecchio, and, of course, Dave Sharapan. So it is a real loaded Thursday for us here on Sports Grid. But I am more than happy to open it up, talking some Four Nations. I think some of the buzz that we saw on Saturday has certainly carried over. I do not know if it is, well, I actually feel pretty strongly it is not as big as it was going into that Saturday. But again, I could be off. Maybe I'm not in the appropriate circles. That's on the board, right? This game tonight, though, is, and this tournament is a game changer. You know, I was having a conversation with someone earlier today about what it means big picture, right? And I think it's been very interesting for the Four Nations Tournament, of course, to coincide with the NBA's All-Star Weekend. And of course, you know, the NHL seasons and NBA seasons are always happening simultaneously. Their postseasons collide. Their Stanley Cup Final, NBA Finals usually alternate nights. And you kind of see them work in unison in that way during the summer. But I think with the success of the Four Nations, if we keep it strictly to hockey, the sport of hockey, it is reminiscent a little bit of soccer, right? World football, where it really is at its core a global game, and that is the peak, the pinnacle of the sport, and that is what's going to be perhaps now for the sport of hockey really what people focus on and really what gets people to show up. The comparisons are not perfect because, again, you know, the NHL equivalent is certainly not MLS, right? You're talking the Premier League, La Liga, right? So that's the Bundesliga. That's much different. But if you compare Champions League football, right, that, while is great, pales in comparison to the World Cup. We know that. It feels as if now the NHL, the games between the Oilers and the Rangers, the Blackhawks and the Bruins, will pale in comparison to USA versus Canada, Sweden versus Finland, and when we expand this whole thing out into the Olympics, in the way when we're at the World Cup, Brazil versus Germany, no matter what, is much bigger than Real Madrid versus Manchester City. It feels as if the way people swoop in to certain sports at certain times, the hockey swoop in now, maybe more Four Nations tournament than playoffs. Not that there won't be some playoff buzz. Maybe they'll have multiple swoop-ins. That's fantastic. But it feels like this is a very real game changer for this sport. And it's going to be a fascinating one to follow. With the game tonight, USA is the favorite. They'll have Hellebuck back in net, and he is the favorite to win the Four Nations Faceoff MVP on FanDuel at plus 200. The game tonight is totaled at 5.5, minus 134 juice towards the under. That does vary from book to book. This game being pick is awesome. It adds to it. That is how you can typically drum up so much interest, right? When you have legitimate arguments and cases to make for either side of the game, right? And tonight I look at this one, and I won't tell you that it is clear-cut definitive to me who's going to win this. And that certainly is coincided with, you know, hockey not being tip-top number one for OK Dubs, but it doesn't mean it'll stop me from getting in the mix. And a lot of you aren't going to like this. But, listen, I might be from the U.S. of A, but the most unbiased man in the history of sports media is from the U.S. of A. And don't go crazy. I didn't bet Canada money line. I did bet Canada over a first period goal. Hellebuck's given up 2 goals in this tournament. Each have come in the first period. McDavid opened the scoring against USA in that first meeting. I think Canada's offense tonight could have a little bit more success as I look into the game. I think if they do, it's going to come early. It's about minus 136. You can always find your profit boost out there because this is a big game. I'm going with the Canada first period team total over a half. And then you can get back, you know, right back to rooting for the USA. It could be 3-0. And then it's 3-1. You know, people today in group chat that I frequent, which is my brother and our friend, not rooting it in. That's okay. We're still in the mix, though. We are going to peel back to the NBA. I want to give you 2 of the picks tonight, because then we're going to talk some San Antonio Spurs. Well, Pascal Siakam, over 10.5 rebounds plus assists. We've seen Siakam thrive in these games where the Pacers are matched up with a fast team. No one faster than the Memphis Grizzlies, which is why we have a 250 spot tonight for the total in that game. Right now, Memphis, a short road favorite, sitting at minus 118 on that money line. And then I am going to take the 12 with the Chicago Bulls. That number, 11.5 in one spot. I imagine you could still, and you can still, grab a 12 out there. The Knicks without Josh Hart still. Looks like they could get OG Anunoby back for this one. But for me, this is a real test for Billy Donovan. 2 games before the break, Chicago lost at home by 40 to Detroit. And the follow-up game was the next night against Detroit, and they lost nearly by 20. I understand the Bulls season is over. I understand they traded off pieces. This is a give your guys a shake and go out there and compete. And I think they'll be able to go out there and compete with the New York Knicks tonight. On the other side, Victor Wembanyama, the injury, what it means short-term, long-term, and their game with the Suns tonight, which does feature my best bet on tonight's card, between the Spurs and the Suns. We will get into that. It is a quick break. We're live with you right here on Game Time Decisions.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Some big news in the NBA today. Victor Wembanyama will be out for the remainder of the season, which is incredibly unfortunate news. Though, with it being a situation tied to blood clots, it is, as much if it's bad news, it's great news that they found this, and it's something that they believe is a one-off, and they'll be able to attack, and that'll be that, which is great. But there, of course, is some fallout with this news. And the first and most immediate is the shakeup in the Defensive Player of the Year race. Heading into the All-Star break, this was done. Minus 2,400, as you see there, for Victor Wembanyama, who will now not be able to meet the amount of games required to be eligible for this award. Even if we remove that, I doubt Vic playing just the first half of the season would have won Defensive Player of the Year, but now is viewed as ineligible, and that's why his number is off the board. You see, Evan Mobley and Jaren Jackson Jr. are becoming the two names at the top of the board. Those numbers have moved around some. The kind of clear cut across the card view is Jaren Jackson Jr. is the favorite. Evan Mobley is right behind him. And then it is up for grabs beyond that. And I think the award is still up for grabs. It's going to be a reset. We're going to have to find new narratives because this award was over. It was Wemby's. It was done. That was it. And I want to take that fact and then bring it back into the beginning of the season. I think today, rudely, some will victory lap, telling people not to bet Wemby to win Defensive Player of the Year. Now, I was a part of the number of people who said, you cannot be betting Wemby at minus 130, minus 150, minus 200 to win Defensive Player of the Year preseason. It's just, it's an award and too much can go wrong. And something went wrong. Now, a freak one-of-one injury, right? But something did go wrong. Here's the deal, though. Your, let's call it minus 130 ticket was a winner. So it would be wrong of me. And again, I think it's wrong of anyone who says, see, you made a bad bet. You didn't make a bad bet. You didn't. It is unfortunate, though, that this was the risk that you who made that Wemby DPOY bet knew came with it. What I think is difficult is when people bet awards, right? To some degree, they want a decent payout. I would imagine most award bets, you're expecting to get five to one on your money. If you're betting Wemby at, again, a minus 130, a minus 150, you might be betting that award a little bit heavier. But you're telling yourself, well, it's going to come in. And it was until this. The fascinating thing, though, now as we move forward, is what happens to the number for Wembanyama next season will be in the same boat. As long as he is healthy, it is his. Do the books make it even... The books would be understandable if they went to minus 250. Again, ultimately, the minus 130 number was a good bet. And the books were saved by the injury. So will they go minus 250 because we can't bank on injury saving us again? Or will they go, I don't know. Maybe there's a bailout here. Let's go plus 150. Let's go 2-1. They're going to get bet all the way down, though. We know that. What's interesting is if we even zoom out a little bit more on Victor Wembanyama's career, how many of these awards do we expect Wemby to win? I think entering his NBA career before he played a game, the number likely would have been 3.5. The award has been won 4 times by 3 different players. Dikembe Mutombo, Rudy Gobert, and Ben Wallace. So the question before Wemby played a game likely would have been, will he meet those guys' mark? I think after one season, that number goes to 4.5. Victor Wembanyama, if you now look, right, in his 2 seasons, many would argue should have already won 2 Defensive Player of the Years. He received a ton of votes in his rookie season. Despite being on a bad basketball team as a rookie, received a ton of votes. Many believed he deserved that award. You get to this year, and he might have won it unanimously. But this is where it gets very interesting to me now when we think about the number for Victor Wembanyama long term. Was Wemby supposed to win this award 7, 8, 9 straight times? Again, the most ever is 4. And for Wemby, who I think many people would expect to win over under 2.5 league MVPs, 3.5 league MVPs, usually there is a point in your career where you shift out of this award. Here's the deal about Dikembe Mutombo, Ben Wallace, and Rudy Gobert. There are no MVP votes on their ledger. That is not how we viewed those players. The comp for Wemby would be Dwight Howard, right? Dwight won 3 straight DPOYs and in those seasons finished 4th, 4th, and 2nd in MVP voting. Dwight was a simultaneous MVP candidate and Defensive Player of the Year award winner. But again, Dwight wasn't ripping off MVP. At some point, you have to imagine Vic will win league MVP as well as Defensive Player of the Year, right? But could we get to a point where the MVP stuff overshadows it and somebody else wins Defensive Player of the Year? Or, because this is how basketball works, the offensive load becomes so much, you can't be as effective defensively, which is what happened to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who only won DPOY once, or Kawhi Leonard, who won this twice, but just the 2 times. I just think it's fascinating because Victor Wembanyama very easily could be 2 for 2 in his young career on Defensive Player of the Years, but is now sitting at none. At some point, he is going to win this award. It would be stunning if he didn't win it multiple.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Times. But if, let's say, Vic was going to win this award six times in his career, have two of those just passed him by? Something to think about when next year we wait to see how they price the guy who's clearly going to win an award as long as he doesn't get injured in Victor Wembanyama. I mentioned that best bet, Chris Paul over points plus assists, 16.5. We'll do some Sports Million Pick'em next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back on Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you here on this Thursday night. Coming up next, we are going to talk to Joe Pisapia around Major League Baseball, which soon enough, those baseball options I'm sure you'll be able to find over on Sports Million Pick'em. But for tonight, we've got plenty of action with the NBA back in full effect. So let's see what we have offered up tonight.
Happy Thursday, everyone. It's time to jump into our Sports Millions Pick'ems for today. We're going to turn to the hardwood, look at some NBA. But Tom, we have to talk about last night. We went reverse sweep last night. Austin Reeves, for me, was not able to put up those points. LeBron and Luka both had a lot of minutes out there on the court. I didn't expect LeBron to play. And then Austin Reeves got ejected. First time in his career. What happened with yours?
Yeah, well, just an interesting game overall. Fewer than 200 points combined. Lakers, you know, blow this lead, whatever it might be. Ball starts off super slow from deep, only one in the first half, and comes out on fire. Obviously, the Hornets with the comeback overall ends the game with five. So we didn't get that. Let's turn to tonight's slate. I'm going to the matchup between the Grizzlies and the Pacers. Tyrese Haliburton, lower than 18.5 points. This game has an insane 250 total, which I think is just way, way too high. I'm expecting these teams to come out a bit slower, kind of as we saw last night. These teams haven't played in over a week. I think we're going to see a slower pace, not just for this game between the Pacers and the Grizzlies, but really all games across tonight's slate. So Haliburton, lower than 18.5 points. He's been under this number in six out of his last 10 games. I just think it takes the teams a little bit to get going after such an extended break. What do you got tonight?
Yeah, I love where you're going there. And I can't believe that game has that total 250. When I looked at that, that's just sky high, Tom. I just can't see it coming into play. But I'm going to look at the Bulls versus the Knicks. Now, the Bulls love to push the Knicks into faster paced games. We saw this matchup back in January, and we did see the Bulls walk away with a 139-126 win. In that game, Josh Giddey really went off. He had 15 points with 10 rebounds and 8 assists out there on the court. And when we look at him today, the line has moved overnight on Sports Millions. It was 12.5 points. I was looking to take it to the higher last night, and I'm still going to go there to the higher for Josh Giddey. So higher than 13.5 points tonight versus the New York Knicks. He had success going into the All-Star break. He was able to put up in that last game 17 points versus the Pistons. And looking at him, when we look at him overall versus the Knicks, this is a team that he normally has success against. He's averaging in the last seven, 16.1 points per game versus them, 8.7 rebounds and 8.4 assists. So I do think, even though coming out of the All-Star break, that we'll probably see a little bit slower paced. I just can't deny the fact that the Bulls really pushed them into such a fast pace the last time they played. I do think it's the Bulls' recipe for success out there, and Josh Giddey really has to hit the floor tonight and be able to get at least 14 points on the board. So give me Josh Giddey higher than 13.5 points tonight, Tom.
We'll be back with NBA tomorrow and then picking up NHL once it returns next week.
Yeah, let's go for the sweep tonight, Tom. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, great stuff there from both Tom and Joe. We'll talk a little bit about the Lakers, but first, just a few of those additional other options that you can find over on Sports Million Pick'em.
Enjoy Sports Millions Pick'ems, but hate making the picks yourself? Well, Sports Millions has you covered. Head on over and play Sports Millions Blitz'em right now and let the computer do the work. Go to sportsmillions.com/blitz'em to be able to win big prizes without having to make a single pick yourself. That's sportsmillions.com/blitz'em.
So with the LA Lakers tonight, you'll see on Sports Million Pick'em LeBron, 26.5 points. You'll see Austin Reeves, 24.5 points, which is the indicator to let you know that Luka Doncic is out for this game. The Lakers are playing on a back-to-back as they had to play yesterday. Some rescheduling is just how it broke for them. And the Lakers' loss yesterday was a really bad one, undoubtedly. They led by as many as 13 in that basketball game. A horrific third quarter that extended a little bit, actually, into the fourth quarter, stopped them from getting what should have been an easy victory. Now, an Austin Reeves ejection didn't help matters, but Luka Doncic having his worst shooting game yet with the Lakers while still not having a good shooting game yet with the Lakers also did this team in. One of the big questions that I think now surrounds LA and a question that will stay with LA heading into their weekend matchup with the Denver Nuggets is, when will Luka Doncic look like Luka Doncic? We'll talk some Major League Baseball with Joe Pisapia next here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I've told people Game Time Decisions is kind of a baseball show. Not by me, not by my doing, but everybody behind the scenes, which is why today we're going to do a take five. Five things to watch this spring training, and it's not just me. We got the entire crew involved. And then on top of that, a little gift for the people. We also got Joe Pisapia involved here. Joe, how are we doing getting set for another season of Major League Baseball?
Doing great. Very excited. And I know the crew that you're talking about. They're partially my crew as well, which is why you're getting saddled with all this baseball talk and why you're saddled with me as a guest, I'm pretty sure also. But I'm excited, man. Look, last year was a terrific year for Major League Baseball with the rule changes being implemented the last couple of years. Things have really opened up again. I think there's excitement for the game again. And there's a lot of excitement, too, in some of the bigger markets, New York, Boston. And that is helpful for the game, too. And obviously that team in Los Angeles is pretty good.
Yeah, they are. And we'll get to all that within this take five. We'll kind of go through order. And we'll start in L.A. with Ohtani, but specifically the pitcher. This, to me, is the most important aspect of the NL MVP race. Ohtani is supposed to be a cheat code to win MVP, but you took the pitching away. Well, then he still won it as a DH. It was a weaker field because of injuries. He also stole and created the 50-50 club. So now that he's pitching, it feels like if he's a 3.5 ERA or better, he's just automatically going to win this. What are you looking for from Ohtani the pitcher this spring?
Well, look, I don't know how much you're going to see of him this spring, maybe very little. I think they are going to take their time. They've got some depth in this rotation now. So even if they don't want to unleash Ohtani, the pitcher, in the month of April, which I think is probably the most likely pattern, you are going to see him at some point. And you mentioned it, it's kind of insane to think that, you know, the guy then had a 50-50 season. I mean, it's absurd. It's ridiculous. He's rewriting every single book there possibly is. But when you're looking at Ohtani the pitcher, I mean, you're looking from, especially a fantasy perspective, you're looking at a guy that gives you a very high strikeout rate. The last time we saw him in 2023, 132 innings, 167 strikeouts, just 47 walks. Now, sometimes you will struggle with control a little bit, but I mean, when you're talking about being a pitcher that has a higher than 9K per nine and is pitching to around a low 3 ERA, that's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And then you're telling me he's also the best hitter in baseball. Oh, and he can steal bases too with the new rules. It's incredible. And once again, you might as well make some investment on Ohtani and MVP, because the only thing that can stop him is health. That's it. That's the only thing that could possibly derail an Ohtani MVP again.
For Jacob DeGrom, health has gotten in the way of a lot. The last time DeGrom was really healthy, he was a minus money favorite to win NL MVP because the Cy Young race was already over, then got injured and ended up not even winning the NL Cy Young that year. Now he's on the Rangers, a team that brought him in, won a World Series, but not because of him. The follow-up to the World Series win was missing the playoffs, so the Rangers are desperately hoping that DeGrom can be healthy and they can rebound. Is it ever reasonable to expect DeGrom to actually be healthy and excellent?
I love optimism. I color myself an optimistic fellow, but in this situation, this is a guy that hasn't thrown 100 innings since 2019. You know, that's a long time ago now. It's 2025, folks. And I like to be optimistic. I think it's fascinating, too. You look in the fantasy community, they've already got Jacob DeGrom as a top 20 pitcher, which I think is honestly kind of absurd at this point. Now, the Texas Rangers are betting on him being that guy because, you know, they let Scherzer go. They've let some other guys go. They haven't really done, I think, too much or enough to that rotation to really give themselves some more depth. So they're putting their eggs all in the DeGrom basket, which theoretically, again, after the surgery should be good, but we've seen him go through procedures before. We've seen him go through long stints and then rehab and then come back and have setbacks. So to make a giant investment in him, if you're looking right now on like a over-under on starts on Jacob DeGrom or any numbers on him, I would be shading all the unders because once again, you need volume from him to get back to that greatness, that true greatness. And when you haven't thrown 100 innings in over five seasons, I think that's asking a lot of Jacob DeGrom. I think it's asking a lot on the Texas Rangers' behalf, too. They want to get back in this thing. They want to be relevant again after a down season last year. And I just don't know if they have enough pitching to do it, to be honest.
It's going to be fascinating. I think it's also fascinating. He has the third best odds to win AL Cy Young. Maybe it speaks to the field, but it probably just also speaks to the name power that he brings. I'll shift this to his former team. The Mets infield is fascinating. There's elements of who's going to win certain jobs. Is Jeff McNeil on the decline? But it's also, how does the captain feel after kind of being the last piece of the offseason in Pete Alonso? Is Francisco Lindor going to be an MVP for a full season or half a season like he was last year? Is Vientos the real deal? That infield as a whole, Joe, feels incredibly fascinating.
Well, I'll throw another wrench into that infield, too. I'm going to throw Luis Angel Acuna in there, too, because this guy had a really good rookie season here for the Mets. Actually, not even a rookie season because he didn't qualify. He had a little cup of coffee, but in terms of his first time in the organization last year in a full season, some good minor league numbers. He went to the AFL, hit .337 with a .914 OPS, had three homers there in 30 games. I think this guy is ready to take over that second base job from McNeil, a guy that has struggled with injuries. And to be honest, I think at this stage in his career is better off being a part-time player. Mark Vientos, I think, is a star. I don't think there's a way that he does not drive in 100 runs this year with that lineup ahead of him. Make a great point about Lindor, too. It's been an incredible run for him in the second half, incredible playoff run. But to put that entire great season together has still not quite happened for Lindor as a Met. So hopefully now with Soto hitting behind him and then bringing back Pete Alonso, which is crucial, too. You're lengthening that lineup. It's really important to have Alonso back in that lineup for now, because now all of a sudden you can put Nimmo back in there in that four spot, hit Vientos five. And don't forget about Alvarez either. Alvarez, you know, was known for the bat in the minor leagues. I think he'll make adjustments. I think he got a little thrown off last year. It's a lot of pressure managing those pitchers, being a young catcher. I think he gets back to being that offensive threat that he was in the minor leagues. But the breakout guy to me is Acuna. I would watch him very closely. I'd be investing in him because this is a guy that has rookie of the year potential and a sleeper version, because he will, I think, eventually take over that second base job. And McNeil has not been the picture of health nor productivity in the last couple of years. So I think he's better suited for a utility role at this stage in his career.
And you see sitting there 35-1 to win that NL rookie of the year. Let me ask you with the Red Sox, it's kind of open-ended there. It feels like it's just this list of boomer bust guys rounding out their rotation. Do you feel strongly about one of them, perhaps newly acquired Garrett Crochet?
Yeah, I think we all feel very strongly about Garrett Crochet. The strikeout potential for this guy is off the charts. I mean, this is a big left-handed pitcher who can bring that heat. He has enormous, we're talking 250 strikeout kind of potential. Now, last year threw about 149 innings. We're looking at that jump this year. Can he jump to that 180, 190 range? I think that that's very reasonable that he can do that. He's also going to be pitching a different environment, I think, which is really important too. So wasn't a lot of pressure on Garrett Crochet for the White Sox. They weren't working with a lot of expectations, I think it was safe to say. Now that he's changed the color socks he's wearing, the Boston media is a little different. The Boston fan base is a little different. So that'll be interesting to see. What I love about Crochet is, despite the fact that he is a big left-handed hoss, his delivery is really repeatable. His mechanics are really good. So I think Crochet is a terrific investment. They did not give up a whole lot to get him. I was shocked. They didn't have to touch a Roman Anthony or a Christian Campbell or any of those top guys. So incredible move by the Red Sox. And the rest of this rotation, really, I think, you know, Tanner Houck had a really good season last year. Cutter Crawford was a contributor. Going out there and signing Walker Buehler, I think, was really important, because if you're getting the Walker Buehler that you saw towards the very end of the postseason against the Mets and against the Yankees, where that ball was really starting to move, you might have found yourself potentially another frontline starter. So they've got some depth. Bayo hopefully takes a step forward too, but I really like what the Red Sox have done. And now with signing Bregman and possibly some of these kids that I mentioned who did not get traded, coming very quickly to Boston, the Red Sox are going to be very competitive in 2025.
And the last one to watch is not the present, but the future.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Eventually, they're going to try out the robot umps in spring training, which I know a lot of people will have a lot of opinions about. Though recently, the streak MLB's on, the initial reactions will be nightmare disaster. They ruin the sport, and then it'll actually be a godsend and be awesome. Joe Pisapia, appreciate it. We got to do it a little bit more often. We're taking a break. You keep it right here. Sports Grid is with you on this Thursday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Man, we're back at you right here. We're about to make it happen on Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on this Thursday night. I'm joined by now Coach James Young. JY, it is a Thursday, and the NBA is back in full effect. How you feeling?
Thirsty Thursday, baby. We got a full slate. We got guys getting hurt. We got Wemby with blood clots. What the blood clot, if you say in your reggae voice, but hey, it's JY time. It's Keenan time. Keenan, aren't I going to see you this weekend in studio?
I mean, how lucky can you be? But yes, you will. We will be in the mix right here Saturday night, where we will talk about everything going on, but Illinois Duke, Lakers, Nuggets. Let me start there, Coach. Panic level for you after the Lakers lose last night to the Charlotte Hornets and Luka struggles once again.
Not a big panic. Listen, at the end of the day, Kevin, they're not going to be judged on now. That's why I didn't even really care, and I told people I would go under their win total. It's about making sure they're right when the lights come on, right? Be in the top six. Tried if you could to avoid Denver in the first round. I think that's a rough matchup with Joker. And then go to work. So to me, there's going to be struggles, right, Kevin? Because you have two guys that are big ball dominating players that have to figure out how to play with each other on the fly. And then Austin Reeves is another guy that's really playing well. They got to figure it out. Am I concerned about the rebounding? Yes. Am I worried about the rim protection? Yes. But I don't judge the Lakers on the regular season. I judge the Lakers once the playoffs start.
So for me, I think it's one of those situations where if the Lakers are losing games pathetically or badly, and Luka Doncic looks anywhere near his actual level, then I will massively downgrade what their ceiling is. Luka doesn't look like one of the 40 best players in the NBA. That's not who he is. And until now, if Luka never gets to that, if it's late March and this is still who Luka Doncic looks like, okay, yeah, then it's going to be a problem. But I don't imagine that is the case. The Nuggets are in action tonight, JY, against the Hornets. Is that a game that you're looking at, or NBAI somewhere else for you here on this Thursday night?
Well, let's start with the plays. All right, I do like Memphis on the money line at Indiana. When you look at Memphis 5-2 straight up coming into the break, Indiana 2-3. But the real thing is if you look at the matchup, I don't think this is a good matchup for the Pacers. So I do like the Memphis Grizzlies on the money line. All right. Mm. When you keep going, Hawks versus Magic. Ready? It's a Hawks game, and I expect defense. It's 223.5. The team has scored a ton. Magic have held three of the last four under this number. Kevin, last game, I think it was like 112, 108, or one. It was like 220, or under 220, the total between these two teams. It's a three-team race in the Southeast Division, and they play three times the rest of the year. I think this game goes under 223. And I don't know how much it's moved. The last time I saw it was 2.5. I don't know if it's more. I'm going to take the Suns on the money line tonight, provided that it's not a crazy number. If it's more than 2.5, I will still take the minus points. Simply put, Wemby injury, scary stuff when you're dealing with blood clots. But the Suns, who did not look good going into the break, Kevin, they got to turn it on now. Like now. So yeah. I like the Suns to get the win. And if it's more than 2.5, I will take the minus points at San Antonio tonight.
So let's stay there. The Victor Wembanyama news comes out. He's going to be out for the remainder of the season. You know, with when it comes to a blood clot, something like that, in a way, again, I kind of said, as much as it's bad news, it could be good news. It's glad they found it. It seems early. They think it's a one-off. That's great. It does, JY, mean he will not win Defensive Player of the Year again. As we sit here now, how would this, if it at all, impact how you would bet Wemby next year at Defensive Player of the Year and how that number could look next year?
If he comes back healthy, that number is going to be stupid. He'll probably be what? I think it'd be minus money. I think it'd be like minus 175, minus 200 going into next year because, Kevin, he was going to win like the next 10. Yeah. But the problem is, will he stay healthy, right? So when you start looking at the odds now, Jaren Jackson Jr. in the favor with Evan Mobley, Lu Dort. I am going with, what do they call this guy? The Barrier Reef? Dyson Daniels was like, his numbers moved, I think, tremendously over the last 24 hours, the last 12 hours, even after the Wemby injury. He's the one that's flying up the board. They like to give it to guards. 15-1 Dyson Daniels, 15-1 Lu Dort. I may just split it and just go with those two and think that maybe one of those two guys can steal it at the end, particularly that stretch, especially Atlanta. If they find a way to win the Southeast and this kid continues to play really good defense, Dyson Daniels with 15-1, I think the number's going to keep shrinking as they keep playing better.
The crazy thing is, and I think it's possible, JY, I'm not running to grab Mobley or Jaren Jackson Jr. just yet. OKC's defense being so excellent, you would think, okay, we got to look towards an OKC guy. Please don't do the Marcus Smart thing again, except like way, way worse. Please, this is not Lu Dort's award. Stop. That's bad. I can't have that. I can't. JY, Lu Dort is not their best defensive player. We'll leave it at that. Would anybody... But JY, like... SGA, J-Dub, Chet, Hartenstein, Kasan Wallace, SGA, like, please. I cannot do I cannot. Lu Dort is not defensive player of the year. The crazy thing is, despite how good they are defensively, they might not have a real candidate because SGA is not going to win MVP and DPOY. Jalen Williams is not known enough for his defense. Chet missed all that time. Hartenstein missed time. Caruso doesn't start. He's not going to win defensive player of the year off the bench, and he missed a lot of time as well. It's, again, going to be a very, very interesting, interesting race. One, though, that...
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We'll keep our eye on, undoubtedly. We'll be back here with Coach James Young. Talk some college next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here on Sports Grid. It is Game Time Decisions. We're going to run through some the rest of the card with Coach James Young. Top of the hour, we'll talk to both Joe Maddon and Tom Vecchio on the Four Nations tournament tonight with USA versus Canada. J.Y., let me give it to you open-ended here. Take me through the rest of your card here on this Thursday night.
Yeah, we're going to go with Paul George over 23.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He's missed his six straight. And if anybody saw how he was getting ripped on social media for going on vacation and the pictures of him and his wife posting, this is a pride spot tonight. He's got to give me something over 23.5 PRA. To go with the Wemby injury, Jeremy Sohan over 9.5 points. Four to less, five power forwards have scored at least 10 points versus the Suns. Only guy to not get there was Aaron Gordon at 9. Give me Sohan over 9.5 points. Cat over 16.5 rebounds plus assists. Under five straight, 21 the last time versus Chicago. And because of keeping Boos off the board and the fact that Cat's going to be a problem, I think he's going to have to be a little bit of a distributor at times. Cat over 16.5 rebounds plus assists.
All right, so that is how it's looking for J.Y. on the NBA tonight. I'll just say for me again, Siakam over the 10.5 rebounds plus assists. Bulls, I took him catching the 12. And then my favorite is Chris Paul tonight over 16.5 points plus assists. Coach, you're getting in the mix with the college card as well, which college backers will be jazzed up about. It's not a great slate tonight. Only one ranked team in action, which is Maryland here. What are you on college basketball-wise?
Well, let's start with Maryland. I'm going to lay the 10.5 with Maryland at home versus USC, the must-bust. When you think about them defensively, where do they struggle, Kevin? Guarding bigs. Queen, Reese, those two should get busy. Give me Maryland minus 10.5 at home. Next, we're deep-sea diving tonight, baby. Central Connecticut State, the Blue Devils, not the Duke Blue Devils, the Central Connecticut State Blue Devils, minus 11.5 at Chicago State. 7-1 against the spread the last eight. They already have a 17-point win for Chicago State. Anybody know about Chicago State? They don't have a league, so they got to kind of mix and match to play everyone. I like Central Connecticut State, minus 11.5 on the road. And then lastly, San Francisco, minus 15.5 at home versus Pacific. Five straight covers. If you look at Pacific, 1-3 against the spread their last four road games. The Dons, the Don Dadas, get it done. Minus 15.5 at home.
JY tonight on the college board. JY, I saw this kicking around. Did you see, I think, what they're calling the Maryland starting five?
No, what are they calling them?
The Crab Five? Not bad.
Ooh.
Not bad.
JY likes holding them. Hey, Maryland got some good crabs too, brother. Breaking Dundee's crabs? Delicious.
I am excited to see how that plays out. This Maryland team, maybe it's because they just have not had like super high-end success. Perhaps it's because they've been playing a softer portion of the Big Ten schedule. But, hey, man, 20-6 is 20-6. They still have a game with Michigan State left, and they're going to have a trip to Michigan with remaining in their schedule. I think this is going to be one of those teams to keep an eye on, Coach, no doubt. Come tournament time, you mentioned that duo of Reese and Queen, very rare, hard to match up with team.
Yeah, they really are. When you have two dynamos like that, you know, inside, and they can score inside out, it presents a nightmare because you usually don't have two guys at that size, Kevin, that can defend. So, you know, what does Kevin Willard should do? Play chess. Find a matchup and exploit it, whether it's inside or outside, with Queen or Reese, either one. Queen is secretly good off the bounce. People talk about all these great freshmen and don't talk about the kid from Baltimore. This kid's going to be another high-impact guy. Should be a lottery pick in the draft.
Derek Queen certainly is. The reminder again that the people need this Saturday night, myself, Coach James Young, live and in person, Illinois Duke, Lakers Nuggets, and I will also likely be coming on the heels of betting more Mississippi Valley State Delta Devil basketball. So, you know, I'll be fired up one way or another, Coach.
Oh, yeah, listen, it'll be fun, but I just hope. And then, listen, another sneaky matchup on this. You got to also remember, folks, same time, Missouri, Arkansas, Cal's last stand. He's got to do something 4-9 SEC. And a sneaky good 10 p.m. BYU offer, that huge win off of Kansas, goes to Arizona. That's another sneaky good game on Saturday night.
Cannot wait to watch it all play out, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Should be a good slate tonight as well here, man. It's nice to have the NBA back. But, JY, they're demanding I talk hockey. Could you believe?
What? USA! USA!
Look at you.
What are the names? Kachucks? The Kachucks? Are they playing?
Yeah, they're in the mix, Coach. I will see you Saturday night. We'll talk to Joe Madden and Tom Vecchio next.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.